was in the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And some of you that probably know the Bible, know anything about the Word of God, you're saying, oh yeah, yeah, he's going to that timetable. Well, I'm not going to basically focus on the timetable. There's a verse that I want to deal with. And I want to speak on church homecoming. 28 years. Look at what you've accomplished. 28 years is not a very, very long time. I used to think 50 and 60 and 70. I used to have real thoughts about that. Man, that's a woo, yeah, woo. But I'm going to tell you what, I've never seen it look so better before in all my life. I mean, brother, we're right there with you. I'm getting old too. And we all getting old, but ain't you glad we're going to a land where we'll never grow old?
Amen.
That's what I'm looking for. All right, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And let's look at verses number 1. Ecclesiastes 3 and 1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. I want you to absorb that. I want you to let that get a hold of you. To everything there is a season.
Amen.
And a time for every purpose under the heavens. Father, we love you. We rejoice in a Savior's love. Father, our hearts have been made mellow. Our hearts have been blessed. Lord, we have felt the ministering Spirit of God, Lord, through the songs that have been rendered to us throughout this service. And we thank you for it, Lord. And Father God, I pray and I ask now that you would honor and bless the reading of your word. And God, send that strength and that anointing of the Holy Spirit. God, that you might just touch our hearts and our lives and help us for these next moments, that God, we might allow the word of God, Lord, to speak to our hearts and to help us. And everything that's done, we'll give your name honor, we'll give your name praise, and we'll give your name glory. For all that we know that you'll do and for everything's accomplished, in Jesus' name, amen. And you might be seated in the house of the Lord. Well, I've looked forward to this time. I've looked forward to this season. I've looked forward for this purpose to be here. Don't you like to look forward to things? I mean, there's just some things that I just look forward to. You see, today is a time for homecoming. It's a time that maybe some of you have come home. Some of you have come here for this special day to honor the memorial of your church with another year of age. And I appreciate every response that has been rendered. I appreciate each and every one of you that whatever you had to do to make it here, I'm glad and I'm honored that you have been able to be here and to be a part of this service with us. Because what we're doing today is today we are recording and we are making history. This will go down in the time of the history of Liberty Free Will Baptist Church in Lancaster. Today will be a historical day, and aren't you glad that you are a part of history?
Amen.
In time to come, if times was to be kept up and records would be recorded, in time to come, some of your grandchildren, some of their children's children will come and they will hear names and they'll have no idea who we even were. but you will be in the history that on the 28th year anniversary of Liberty Free Will Baptist Church, you are a part of it.
Amen. Amen.
And that's good history.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's something we can hold our heads up. That's something we can square our shoulders back. And that's something that we can be thankful for.
Amen.
Maybe some of you have traveled in a long distance, or maybe some of you just a short distance. But it doesn't make any difference. Thank God that you're here.
Amen.
But I want to ask us something this morning. What is homecoming all about? Why are we here? What is the purpose for today? You see, what will this homecoming day, what will it accomplish? Well, I'm glad that I knew some of you would have those questions on your mind. And I just went ahead and jotted them down because I figured that I could try to answer them for you. I'm glad that I and my ministry, I have been a part of this church from the get-go. I remember when this church was established. I can remember some of the very first services. I can remember preaching in the National Armory. I can remember preaching in a nursery. I can remember preaching in a storefront building. I can remember coming and preaching in the little brick building up here on the hill. And I can even remember coming back and preaching in this great sanctuary. So, you see, I have a lot of history tied up in here. And so you got something today to be very, very proud of.
Bless you, God.
I tell you, we can think of that song. And I thought about it as y'all were singing it. And there's never a time that I don't hear that song. That song doesn't minister to my heart. And I believe it could minister to every one of our hearts if we would be open and serious before God. I love that song. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Amen. Amen.
There's not a single person in this sanctuary today, not a single one of us, if we told the truth, there's not a one of us in here today that can say, God hasn't been good to me. Because the truth of the matter is, God has been overly good to us.
Amen. Amen.
I tell you, I believe I can say this with calm assurance in my heart. He sure has been better to me than I have him.
Amen.
Amen. And I believe the majority of us in here would have to agree, yep, I agree with that, and the same thing goes for me. Because God has been good. And I like the old saying, I was at a church one time and I was preaching and I didn't know it was going to come off. I mean, I just didn't know. I'd never been there. You go to places and, you know, y'all been to places and you say things and all of a sudden you get a response back from the crowd and you're thinking, wow, where'd that come from? And I was up and I was saying the same. I said, you know, God is good. And man, there was a fellow stood up about middle way church. He said, all the time.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, wow, I'm glad it was all good all the time. I said, man, the way he come off, I didn't know if I'd done ruffled his feathers or not. But God is good all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
He's good all the time. And so we think about this thing. So what is the purpose? What is the purpose of homecoming? It's a time that a church can sit back and you can reflect upon the days of the past. Now, you can begin today and you can go from now until next May and you can watch things that goes on into the church and you can record those things and you can see exactly what is going on. You can see it's a time to remember. And sometimes we need to take We need to take to that song, Remind Me. Remind me, dear Lord, as to where you brought me from.
Yeah. Amen.
And where that I could have been. And you know, we need to go back down those avenues in our lives, and it's then that we can see exactly what God has done for us. Every once in a while, I like to steal away in my office, and I go out there. I can be by myself. I can have that time that I need to have with God. And every once in a while, I would just sit there and I would say, Lord, remind me. Remind me where I used to be. Remind me of the life that I have lived. And sometimes it don't hurt to have those things, because sometimes we get in an attitude of you know, we know it all, we got it all figured out, and it's all about us, and it's less about God. So every once in a while, I want God to remind me. Some of you sitting here, you might go back and you might remember that meeting in that living room when this church was talked about and this church was put together and this church was established. Some of you may remember the walk down memory lane and the various things that you've done and all that you have accomplished, and to see where you are today.
Come on.
And sometimes we need to see that. Sometimes we need to see how that the hand of God is in our lives. I like what you said about how that in your life and the things that you went through and the health issues that you had and the things that you went in and how that God brought you through all of that and still got you here doing something for Him.
Amen.
That's called faithful.
Yeah. Yeah,
faithful. Through thick and thin, we can see the faithfulness of God.
Yes.
Just as God has been faithful to us, we too need to be faithful to Him.
Amen.
I like to think of it, God has been good to me, and I want to be good for God. I want to do all I can for the cause and for the purpose of the kingdom of God and for the work of the kingdom. And so we can, homecoming is a time that we can remember the faithfulness of people.
Come on.
We can remember those who started the church years ago. And maybe they're no longer here with us. Maybe they got the call in their life to go to the big church on the hill.
Come on.
Are you familiar with the big church on the hill?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about the Mill Hill. I'm talking about the church on the hill where they'll never have to leave no more. Where there'll never be no more sorrow, where there'll never be no more sickness, where there'll never be no more pain. I'm talking about the church of the living God.
Amen.
Those who kept praying and serving in tough times. I'm going to tell you what, if you haven't went back to review, you need to go back and review the history, because ever since the COVID, it seems like the Church of the Living God has been slapped down flat at their back. And a lot of it I don't understand. I mean, I thank God for all the tools that God has blessed us with, but I think we have used some of the tools that God has blessed us with, and it's been used as a weapon against us. because we got people used that they couldn't come to church because of the fear of the COVID, but we made it easy. Hey, we can go into your home, just type in on the live stream, and you can watch us, and I believe we spoil people because they not liked it that they didn't have to get up and get dressed up and look pretty and come to the house of God. They could lay in their pajamas on the couch. Nobody wasn't going to see them. They can keep back in that recliner with that strong cup of coffee. Yeah. And they can sip coffee while the preacher's preaching.
Yeah.
And we spoil people.
Come on. That's the truth.
And they say, well, you know, I'm afraid to go to church. But you ain't afraid to go to Walmart.
Right.
You ain't afraid to go out to the restaurant and wine and dine. You ain't afraid to go down to the beauty salon and get that hair jacked up and get it fixed up and them fingernails painted and them toenails painted. You don't let that bother you. You say, preacher, I don't like that. Well, let me tell you, somebody else don't like it, and that's the devil, and I could care less whether you like it or not. Any of you know me, you know me. I didn't come to please. I just come to tell you like it was, and it don't make no difference. I'm going back to North Carolina after a while.
There you go. Me too.
You take care of it. You the one asked me to come. I ain't got to put up with their belly aching and griping. Just put me back next year. And I'll ruffle their feathers again. But here we go. Here we go, folks. It's a time to remember. I can remember some things about this church. I can remember some of the comments was made. I can remember what some of the people said about the church. But you know what? I thank God through the thick and the thin. I'm glad that she sailed on to where she is today.
Amen.
Man, I like that song. That song, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. That's probably my most favorite song of all the songs in the world. That's going to be sung at my funeral. Or my wife better have it sung. If she don't, I'll sing God to send the Holy Ghost on her. But you know, I like all of those verses. And they all minister. And you know, we seem to get a little piped up on that verse, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we know less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. I mean, we get excited about that.
Come on.
But you know, when you see the verse that excites me more than them all, through many dangers, toils, and snares,
yeah. That's good.
I have already come.
Amen.
Tis grace that's brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home.
Amen.
I can think about some of the hard knocks that you've had in this church. I can think about some of the hard knocks that some of you have had in your life as a born-again child of God. But let me tell you something, people. We're not to the house yet. We're still in the kingdom work. We're still working. And we got to go on through many dangers, toils, and snares. We have already come. And grace has got us here. And grace is going to take us on.
Amen.
To everything, there is a season. And this is the season of homecoming. This is the time of opportunity. We have an opportunity before us, Liberty Church. And the opportunity that we have before us is that we can remember what God has done. Can y'all remember anything that God has done here?
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on. Yes.
Come on, my God, wake up. What's wrong with you? Has God done anything for you
Amen. In
this church?
Amen.
Has God met a need in your life since you've been at this church? What has God done for you? Hey, some of you could probably stand and say, oh, yeah, I remember. It was here, right down there on that altar I met Jesus.
Come on. Come on.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Anybody?
Amen.
Anybody meet Jesus down here? Amen. Come on up real high. Don't be ashamed of it.
Come on.
I'm glad. I'm glad. Amen. Well, you got a reason to go out the door, and you can sing out throughout the week and throughout the time for next year. You can go out and you can sing. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is.
Amen.
And be like the woman that went and got him and said, hey, come, I want to tell you about a man that told me all things whatsoever I'd done.
Yeah.
And he took care of me. It's a time to remember. It's a time to remember those who have taught and brought others to Christ. Some of you sitting here, and through your individual personal work and soul winning for Jesus, you've led other people to Him. It's a time to remember faithful pastors that have stood in the hedge and made up the gap. I'm only familiar with two pastors that this church has had in 28 years. One of them was Reverend David Anders, which he has gone on to be with the Lord. He's no longer with us. And then the pastor that you got right here today, Reverend Timmy Larimore, who just in a short while will be celebrating 25 years. 25 years. So see, y'all hadn't been started that long till y'all got him. I'm glad y'all took my recommendation. Didn't I do you good? Bless God, get that frown off your face and smile. Didn't I do y'all good? I don't know, preacher. I asked it twice. I'm going to leave it alone. I thought they would have raffled the shingles on the house, but I mean, I don't know. Anyhow, we'll move on. Thank the Lord. But thank God. Those that are here that you dared to move ahead when the funds was low and the debts were high. I found out that God's people get along better when they got a debt hanging over their head. Because when you got a debt over your head, you got something you got to work for. When you don't have a debt, that's when you run wild. That's when your mind gets idle. That's when you get in trouble. Those who had the courage to build when others said, we can't do that. When others said, I don't think we ought to do that right now. I think we ought to wait. But thank God for those who said, no, now's the time. And we're gonna move forward. We're going to advance the kingdom work of God.
Amen.
A time to remember examples of Christian love. A time to remember caring for those that are sick in your membership. A time that coming to the aids of those that are in trouble. A time to remember people when they came to Christ and Christ become their all in all.
Amen.
We got a lot of great memories that we can remember.
Yes. Amen.
It's a time. To everything, there is a season, and there is a time to every purpose under the heavens. It's a time to remember. But then, folks, homecoming is a time to forget.
Come on.
It's a time to forget. Paul wrote to the church at Philippi. And Paul said to that church, he said, and you know he's talking to the church because you don't address the world as your brethren.
Come on.
Yeah.
Amen.
I don't affiliate myself with world affiliations. I affiliate myself with the body of Christ. Those that believe in the word of God.
Amen.
That's who I affiliate myself with. They're called Christians.
Amen.
Paul said to that church at Philippi, he said, brethren, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, he said, brethren, he says, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, I forget about those things, and I reach for those things that are before me. I'm telling you, there is not nothing that I can do about yesterday.
Amen. Amen.
My yesterday's gone.
Amen.
And if I go back and try to stir up something from yesterday, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to cause an upset. I'm going to get in an uproar. If I go back in the water and I try to go downstream and try to shove that string back up there, hey, I may get a little bit of it to go back, but there's going to be a lot of it going to go aside. But I'm going to tell you what, then it's going to get so cloudy and so muddy that I ain't going to know what's going on, and I'm going to make a bigger mess than what it was. Leave it alone.
Amen. Amen.
Yesterday is gone.
Amen.
There's nothing we can do about it. Let it be. Forget it. But there's one thing we can do. We can start afresh and anew, and we can go forth.
Amen. Amen.
There's nothing we can do of the past. Some of you are battling your past. But now you are in a season. You are in a time of your life to where you can make a difference.
Come on.
We just can't stop. We just can't forget about it. We just can't throw our hands up. We just can't turn and walk away. Listen, we still got to stay, but we got to stay in a different perspective. There's nothing I can do about yesterday, but there's everything I can do about now and tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
So what you need to do is you just need to forget about the past. I guarantee you, I'm preaching to people, if you'd be open and honest today, you probably got a past that you wouldn't want nobody to know about.
Amen.
There's probably things in your past that you'd say, listen, we just need to leave it alone. We need to forget old wounds that keeps the feeling of malice in our hearts. We need to forget about failures of those who have let us down. We need to forget about sins of those who have stumbled along the journey. We need to forget our own failures that still brings discouragements and hardships to our lives.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you right now, if I focus on every time I stumped my toe, if I focus on every time I failed, if I focus on everything about the negative parts of my life, I'm going to tell you what, I wouldn't be worth a flip-flop for nothing. Hey, I know how it is, brother. We used to travel and sing. I know how it is. And I know how it is, especially when you get with some other groups and you got to sing with other groups. And I want to tell you what, that's one of the worst things you can ever do because they want to make it a little competition.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
I ain't never sung for competition. If I can't go sing for the glory of God and bring glory to God, I'll just soon stay at the house in my recliner, keep working in my recliner, keep that rear end in it, and sit back and watch television.
Me too, brother.
Andy and
Barney,
come on.
Same way with preaching. Man, it makes me all nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof to have to go and preach for a drove the preacher sitting out there watching me. because I know they're plucking me. And I tell them sometimes, make sure you get all that chicken off that bone, son. Don't leave none. I'll come get it. But we have to forget things.
Yeah.
There's some people sitting here today on this homecoming. It is the 19th of May, right? May the 19th in the year of our Lord, 2024.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
You can start a difference today. You can let all of that of in the early parts of 2024, you let that go and you dump all of 2023 and all of 2020, and you just go back and you dump as far back as you got to go. You dump it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And you say, I'm going to be a man. I'm going to be a woman. I'm going to walk side that aisle. I'm going to kneel down in that altar. And I'm going to say, God, I want you to do a work in me that's never been done. And God, I want you to take the Holy Ghost racer of heaven, and I want you to raise every negative thing in my life. I want you to do away with it. I don't even want to think about them no more.
Amen.
Because today is going to be a brand new day. I'm going to start afresh, and I'm going to start anew. You see, we need to flat forget of old wrongs that stops us from moving forward.
Amen.
God has forgiven us. And if God has forgiven us, we should forgive ourselves.
Amen. Amen.
Kind of reminds me of the way back in the early years of my ministry. I was at a little church up in Fort Mill, South Carolina. And I was preaching a revival for a fella, and I was preaching something like along these lines about coming in and asking God to take care of our lives and forgive our sins and just let it go. And there was a young girl came on the altar. And I was still up pleading and begging when people to come. The pastor was down there and he was talking to her. And time had run out and they was playing light on the piano. And I just stopped and I could hear the preacher. He said, listen, he said, have you asked the Lord to forgive you of your sins and to come into your heart? And she was just crying. She was just sobbing. She said, yes, sir. He said, honey, did you really mean it when you asked God to forgive your sin and come in your heart and you want to be a Christian, you want to live for him? He said, did you really mean it? She said, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I meant it with all my heart. And she was just having her fit, son. And that preacher looked back at her and said, well, if you've done all of that, what did God tell you? She looked at him and she said, God said, okie dokie. Somebody needs to hear God's okie dokie today.
Amen.
So somebody, you need to come and you need to trust him, and he needs to become the Lord of your life. He needs to become everything that there is to you. You need to trust him. What will this homecoming accomplish? To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. There is an occasion. We've had an opportunity. Now we've got a time. We've got an occasion. Homecoming is a time that we can go back and we can recapture. We can recapture the vision. I remember the early years. The vision of this church was to be a lighthouse in the community. to be a soul-saving station beside the road. To be a place to where we can come and unite as a body of believers, and we can come unified in one mind and one accord, and we can come together and we can worship God in spirit and in truth. Amen. That was the vision of this church. I pray that that vision is still that same vision today. Because outside the doors in any given directions that you want to travel, souls are crying and men are dying, and we must win them at any cost. I was with a group of preachers just here a few weeks ago, and we were talking, and it was one preacher right behind us. And, "How's your church doing?" "Oh, it ain't doing good. It's going down, going down, going down." Well, I pastored for a great number of years, and I never said that about my church. I mean, bless God, if I went, if they went but two or three there, I mean, hey, that's all we needed. God be in the midst. That's what he promised.
Amen. Amen.
And I sat there, and I got tired of hearing. I said, "Well, listen, fellas, y'all must have the wrong philosophy at your church. Y'all looking at the wrong occasions that you're supposed to be looking for." I said, "I have never said that the church, the last account I had on the church is when Jesus comes, the church is going up." Yes, am I right?
Right.
Scott, the church ain't going down.
Amen.
The church is going up.
Amen.
And we need to get that positive. We need to recapture that vision that the church is not going down, that the church is going up. We used to sing an old song, "I'm going up, up, up to be with Jesus."
Yeah.
"I'll be changed in the moment of the twinkling of an eye." Yeah. Huh? That's right. That's what I'm looking for.
Amen.
I ain't going with the church that's going down. I'm in the church that's going up. I don't know about y'all. If y'all in the church going down, y'all need to change memberships.
Amen. Amen.
Y'all in the wrong church.
Amen.
I'm in the church that's going up. We need to recapture what God has given us. Listen, we live in a bad time in life when everything is against the church. But we are still that positive spark.
Amen.
That we got a spark for the world.
Amen.
And it don't take but just a spark, and you can get a fire going pretty good.
Amen. Amen.
Let's start 2024, the 2025. Let's say our season and our time is going to be a spark. We're just going to fall wherever God lets us fall. And I pray that spark will be a fire that will unite and people can see Jesus all over me.
Amen. Amen.
And I can lead them to the house of God to where they can find the truth and the Spirit.
Amen.
Let's don't lose our vision. The Bible says in Proverbs 20:29-18, he says, "Where there's no vision, the people perish."
Right.
Let's keep our vision. I'm bringing it to a halt. Two things I want to leave with you. Let's love souls like Jesus loved them. And let's labor in the harvest, expecting much fruit. And then let's make our church more effective than it's ever been in all its history. Man, whether I'd get to preach or not, I'd just like to be invited. Wouldn't it be good if I could be invited? Wouldn't it be good if, I mean, whether y'all sing or not, it'd just be good if we could just come back and, man, God just got a hold of these people and they just expanded out. And, son, they had to take up most of this land to build a sanctuary to get the people on. Wouldn't that be nice?
Amen. Awesome. Amen. Come on.
Hey, just let me come in and find me a seat and let me sit down in amongst God's dwellings. Preacher, you believe it? I believe that. But God can do it.
Amen.
For all things are possible with God. All things. All we got to do. You know what God needs? This is all God needs. God needs you and 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 especially you, 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 and you.
Yeah.
That's all God needs. All God needs is just us. And if we'll give ourselves in a submissive attitude on the altars of God, there's nothing that's impossible.
Amen. Amen.
It's been good for me to be with you today. And we've done the best we could, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm wore out. I'm not as young as I used to be. I've had some health issues. I've had heart attacks myself. And I've had issues, but I'm going to tell you what, it's been good to be here, Preacher Timmy. Thank you. But if you're in this service today, and your life is not where it needs to be with God, and you're not committed to God, this is your season. This is your opportunity. This is your time. This is the occasion for you. It's your time. It's time for you to come and have that little talk with Jesus that'll make it right. If you're here this morning and you've got discouraged, you've got despondent, and you're not on that firing line like you used to be, this is your opportunity. This is your occasion. Because you can go back and you can see how it used to be. And I hear more and more talk about when I go into churches, they say, oh, but preacher, I want to tell you how it used to be. Well, I thank God for how it used to be, but how come it still ain't that way?
Amen.
I ask people all the time, I say, well, how come it ain't that way? Well, we had a lot of people to die. I said, well, my God, they didn't drop no seed before they died. Looked like to me they'd dropped some seeds and some of them seeds would have sprung up in somebody. I'm telling you right now, if God don't put it in nobody, my little grandbaby, I hope my grandbaby still live for God, and I hope she gets to be a grown woman. I hope she'll still throw her hand up like her pa and say, whoopee!
Yeah.
She'll say, glory, pa! I'll say, glory, baby. Bless God, I'll raise a shouter. I'll teach them to shout. I'll train them to shout. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
Somebody, this is your time. You need to be saved. I wish I could have gave more. But when you pray, how about pray for me? And man, I'm telling you, you just don't know what this means to me today. To come back and fellowship with you one more time. It means a lot to me. I'm praying for you, Preacher Timmy. Hang in there, son. The way it gets tough, but just hang in there. To him that endures to the end, the same shall be saved.
Amen.
I'm going to ask the singers to come, and they're going to get us a hymn of invitation.